Please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you. Hi everyone, this is Ganzo G, just making a video about my grandpa gave his life for this. Well, let's go. Yes, friends, I'm like this fucking now. I say fuck you, fuck this, fuck that, fuck everything, pretty much. Yes, the world is shit, and it's because of stupid-ass people and their retarded-ass views. You better say, what do you mean, Gonzo? What is this shit? Well, let me bring up a clip. It's so fucking retarded, man, but it is what it is, yo. Yes, in this clip, this dumb bitch, yeah. Oh, on a side note, I'm thinking of making a little segment called Women That Should Be Raped, and she'll be the first one. Like Kamala Harris, I should make one with her and put a picture showing this bitch needs to get raped. But remember, friends, it's for entertainment purposes only. You should be raping people. At least not before the collapse. Do it after. Anyways, yes, this fucking bitch is talking about the bullshit about Muslims and trying to take over the world. Yeah, just like thinking the brain. Yes, our Jewish overlords gifted us with this fucking Muslim trash here in our country. Yes, we got gifted this fucking lovely thing, so let's play the clip, right, friends? Fucking Jews.
Islamists will never assimilate. Look at Zoran Mamdani, who was raised by millionaire elitist parents. His father is a Columbia professor.
Yes, a rich person telling you to live as one. Yeah, what a fucking affluent motherfucker. And he's a communist.
And his mother is a successful filmmaker who gets bankrolled by Qatar. They have more money than 99% of the American population and own properties in different parts of the world. They could...
Yeah, this piece of shit is trying to do rent controls and do, what is it, a communal grocery store or something like that? Yeah, this motherfucker lives in the lap of luxury. He owns all this fucking shit, just like a fucking sultan in Saudi Arabia. And this motherfucker's doing his hippie shit here? Oh, good job, women, for voting for this fucking dumb fucktard. Oh, and also the minorities over there in New York. Well, New York is a fucking shithole, in my opinion, so fuck New York, let it rot. But if you live there, you better move. If not, enjoy.
Would have chosen to assimilate and adopt Western values. But instead, his father says in his book, we need to recognize the suicide bomber as a category of soldier. Suicide bombing needs to be understood as a feature of modern political violence rather than stigmatized as a mark of barbarism.
Yeah, you motherfuckers, you keep on importing these people inside your house and thinking they're gonna be all kumbaya? You're fucking stupid.
And like his father, he supports jihadists and doesn't condemn globalizing the Intifada. They will say what they think everyone else wants to hear.
Yeah, it's pretty funny that these fucking religion teaches people to lie, just like Jews. If you're non-Jewish, you could get lied to and do all kinds of shit. So Muslims do the same shit. Gee, Muslims and Jews don't like each other, but yet they have a lot of customs too fucking similar. So I say fuck them both. Yes, friends, don't let these people come into your house. All they do is try to kick you out and they're gonna kill you. Yes, friends, you can't break bread with these people. It's a thing you need to understand. Kick them out of your house, because all they're gonna do is kill you. Just warning you, man.
They will lie through their duper's delight smiles. They will pretend to be victims of Islamophobia.
Yes, I'm not Islamophobic. That means that I'm scared of Islam. No, I'm not. No, I'm a crusader. If I see a horde coming towards me, guess what? Dun-dun-dun, dun-dun-dun-dun-dun, dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. Yes, man, you can't let these people come into your house. Yeah, you're gonna let someone do a home invasion robbery into your home? No! You stop them and you push them back and then you take them and you enslave them. That's what they do to you, so guess what? That's be poetic justice. The sheer irony, right? Anyways, let's continue.
And be all about humanitarian causes, only to get useful idiots on their side. Islamists are snakes. How do you think 56 countries became Muslim majority when Islam started only in one?
Yes, friends, that's why you don't let women and stupid minorities vote, because they vote for this bullshit. Yes, you let fucking, you give an inch and they take a mile. So that's why you don't do it. You must kick the horde out. You must.
This has been their pattern for 1400 years, except now they're using the same playbook in modern context to gain political power. They won't stop until the whole world bows to Islam.
Yes, friends, that's why I've been summoned. I've been resurrected from the great beyond to cleanse the world.
This is their core belief, and it's never going to change. You think by now it'd be easy for the rest of us who value freedom and life to see...
No, today people are stupid, weak, and effeminate. They got feminized, yes. Well, you think the world is so shitty because all the men are more like women now. So yes, you gotta find your balls and fight.
They threw their taqiya, but most of you don't even know what that is. When I was Muslim, I was told firsthand that it's okay to lie. So...
Yes, friends, these motherfuckers are using hot takis to get you. So what do you do, friends? Don't consume the bullshit that they feed you. Yes, these guys are fucking assholes. They're gonna trick you, lie, cheat, and steal. Yes, is this supposed to be a religion of peace? No, it looks like a lie and deceit. But just, you know, just an observation, but let's continue.
As long as it advances Islam. That's what takiya means, and we're all being played.
Yeah, look at this motherfucker. He dresses like a bandit because he's robbing us blind. And people are too fucking stupid to do anything about it. But let's continue.
Came here to remake this state in the image of our people.
Yes, friends. In my opinion, that Zarhan dude, Mandami, whatever, fuckface, he's just an evil and vile creature. Yeah, very deceptive. But people are so stupid and gullible that they want to believe. Yes, you know who else wanted to believe? Yeah, remember Nazi Germany? Yeah, well, I got some vets. A clip of some vets from Germany that talk about World War II and their thoughts about that shit, so... Yeah, enjoy.
Haben Sie sich im Nachhinein mal Gedanken gemacht, dass Sie einer Diktatur gedient haben?
Was ist das für eine Frage?
The balls of these people, they ask you this fucking question. Well, let's see what Grandpa Nazi says.
Ich hab den deutschen Volk gedient. Und wer das Volk führt, interessiert mich nicht.
Yeah, I bet a lot of these people got conscripted. They didn't want to go by their own free accord. Or maybe they did. I'm sure some people have patriotism. That's what we need more. Not this weak pussy shit. Man, guys nowadays are fags. Just saying.
Dieser Krieg hat viel Leid über andere Völker gebracht. Haben Sie da keine Gewissensbisse?
Die ganze Welt hat unseren Krieg gebracht. Wir haben ja doch nur verteidigt.
Yeah, they're asking this old dude if he has a clean conscience because he worked for the Nazis. They're like, hey man, you get conscripted, what can you do? Yeah, when you go, you gotta go. Yeah, you can't do nothing. Yeah, your ass belongs to them and you gotta fight. But he believed in his thing, you know? Well, at least I believe so. Yeah, because they do have a lot of patriotism. That's what we're lacking now, like I said. But why are you gonna fight for a fucking dirtbag government that treats you like shit that does a lot of fucked up things? Well, I wouldn't. I fight for the person that actually protects me. Who's protecting me? Is it Trump? Doubt it. Yeah, it wouldn't be Kamala Harris either. She wouldn't give a fuck, but that's who we have to deal with. Yes, I can't wait when the hyperinflation hits, and let's see what people do. Hopefully they rise up and stand for what's right. But they won't. I think they're gonna fail, but who knows? People do things that are crazy, so who knows, friends? Let's watch and learn. Or laugh. Either way, I'm good.
Wir haben unzählige Luftkämpfe erfolgreich beendet.
Ich habe mit einem Spätrum von 8 Mann ein russisches Bataillon auf.
Impressive. This guy killed a battalion. Wow. You know what's funny? They should get these white supremacists and send them to Ukraine, because this guy actually knows how to kill Russians, not like Zelensky, right? Just saying.
Und dafür habe ich so den Preis gekriegt.
Die Soldaten der Wehrmacht haben ihre Pflicht im guten Glauben aus Liebe zum Vaterland.
Hey, at least the guy is proud. Yeah, he doesn't feel sorry. Yeah, they lost the war, but at least this guy could still have his held head up high, or whatever. Yeah, they were fighting the usury. I know people are saying, it's like, oh, they were trying to kill Jews. Really? Who cares? You're killing a lot of people around in Palestine and Gaza and all that other shit in Syria. So, quid pro quo, right? Just saying.
Dann getan und weil das Gesetz es befahl.
Ja, ich war Waffen-SS.
Du warst Soldat.
Ich war Waffen-SS und als Waffen-SS-Mann habe ich für Deutschland gekämpft. Auch für dich, weil ob zwar du noch nicht da warst. Weil wenn wir nicht gewesen wären, wäre der Russe marschiert bis unten nach Biarritz und vielleicht noch ganz, wäre Europa ganz kommunistisch.
Yeah, fucking commies. And look what's happening right now. More commies! So what are we gonna do? Maybe we should take something from their playbook, right? When is Jesus Hitler coming? I don't know, maybe start praying real, real hard. He might come. Like they say, if you build it, they will come. That's hopefully not over my face. Please, no, no. Well, let's continue.
Ja, also hätte er nicht das Leben, was er heute hat. Und nach dem Krieg, wir haben ihn Pech gehabt, wir haben verloren, weil die ganze Welt gegen uns war.
Yeah, friend, it was really fucked up. People think that you're just being a racist and you're trying to kill all these fuckers because they're big noses, I guess. But no, they did this because of the usury. Yeah, like right now, there's a lot of usury going around. Yeah, look at the 50-year loan for the mortgage loan. What the fuck? Yeah, when you get that shit, when you're done paying off that shit, the house that you paid off, you could have got three houses. Yeah, three for one. So you're getting three dicks up your ass for the price of one. Yay! So you think these motherfuckers care about you? No. Yes, the world is getting fucked. I guess it's a cycle, right? He brings the happy times and brings the faggots, and then the faggots brings the fucking. And then the bad times start, yeah. Until he starts again, right? Anyways, what can you do, friends? Just work on yourself, be stronger. Yeah, I need to get stronger myself too. I need to start working out. I'm just being a lazy fuck, and also I've been busy too, so. But yeah, I'm using that as an excuse, of course. Yeah, so don't use your fucking laziness and or weakness as an excuse. Push through it. And then, like they say in the Doors, break on through the other side. Oh, well, anyways, I'll talk to you guys later. Bye.
يا حجي حجي يا 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 حجي